Trailers, boats, RVs, farm tractors, pickups, autos, and more. The two-day spring public auction, accepting your consignments too at Henderson Auctions in Livingston, Louisiana. Thursday, March 14th, Friday, March 15th, 9 a.m. Preview Wednesday, March 13th, 9 to 4. Register now at hendersonauctions.com. Business license number AB-459.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
And good evening. Welcome to He Said, She Said. Jeff Cruer with you. It's only He Said tonight. Mimi is under the weather, not going to be joining us this evening. But we've got instructions from her as to which topic she wants to hit. Certainly going to be doing that. And also, we'll be encouraging and welcoming your phone calls at 504-556-9696. You can also email me at jeff@wgso.com. So we covered a lot of interesting news this morning. Going to be expanding the topics here this evening and looking forward to hearing your thoughts. Some good news. We got more tools to fight criminals here in Louisiana. The state has new gun laws, new ways to execute prisoners. That's a good thing. With a stroke of a pen, Jeff Landry expanded gun rights for residents. It's called Concealed Carry. Takes effect Independence Day. So that'll be our Independence Day for our Second Amendment rights. Lowers from 21 to 18 the age at which residents may legally carry a concealed weapon. And we now join 27 other states to have concealed carry. I like it. A separate bill allows people to carry a concealed weapon to avoid liability for what happens with their guns unless they're engaged in gross negligence or intentional misconduct. Also, that takes effect July the 4th, 2024. Now, we've got a new execution law giving Louisiana's public safety commissioner more ways to put condemned prisoners to death. As of now, Louisiana must use lethal injection. But as of July 1st, the state can turn to electrocution or nitrogen suffocation. So there you go. You got more ability to put a killer to death. And, of course, this is a pro-life position because the more condemned killers are put to death, the more of a deterrent it becomes, the fewer murderers you're going to have, and the more lives it'll be saved. So it'll save lives. And also save a lot of money because these folks on death row take up spaces, increase costs. And certainly it's an insult the entire time to the families of the victims. 504-556-9696. Other crime bills that the governor approved include changing the statute of limitations on some sex offenses. Require mandatory drug testing for certain offenders. Lower the amount of time that an inmate's sentence can be reduced because of good behavior. Increasing penalties for drunk driving. Change post-conviction relief procedures. Change pardon and parole rules. The governor said, one of the first promises we made was we're going to deal with crime, and we did it in a way where we listened to you all. What do you say? Do you like it? 504-556 9696. So, interesting developments concerning Mayor LaToya Cantrell and the Fontalva apartment. This woman is shameless. You know, she's been refusing to turn over the keys to the Fontalva. Then we found out she turned him over some time ago, but did not specify in a new statement sent out around 1 in the morning. The administration insists that the French Market Corporation has had custody and control of the keys. This comes as Council Vice President J.P. Morel said that Cantrell missed a deadline to surrender the keys. Council was set up to take eviction proceedings at the meeting tomorrow. Passed a law over the mayor's veto months ago to rent the Pontalba to the public instead of letting the mayor use it for her boyfriend. It's not clear why, if she surrendered the keys, she didn't tell the council, and the French Market Corporation didn't say they have the keys to the apartment. Quote, there have been no impediments restricting the French Market Corporation from entering the unit since the city council ordinance was passed. She said, the French Market Corporation has been in Unit 530B on multiple occasions to make assessments of the unit since the council demanded the mayor get out. 504-556-9696. So, you know, like some mayors bring in business, some mayors sell the city. Our mayor fights with the council over keys to an apartment that she shouldn't be using, that she uses for a officer that is supposedly guarding her, that people say is her boyfriend. She takes with her on trips. She's got to pay back because she's going first class because she said she can only fly first class because it's only safe there. And goes to climate change conferences because for her that's a number one issue. But in New Orleans, people are getting gunned down. And, of course, there is economic woes and flooding and street repair and infrastructure issues and sewage and water board and all the various red tape and corruption and problems we've got. But in her mind, climate change is the most important issue. 504-556-9696. J.P. Morel is asking the mayor to verify that she's turned over the keys. Well, just, hey, if you've turned it over, verify that you've turned it over. Said, let us know, verify that you've done this. So tomorrow we'll see. The mayor already is on the losing end of a 5-2 vote to order her to clear out the unit. You know, usually we let the French president stay there, then visiting council general from some trading partner, key royalty from Europe or whatever, business titans. But it's been her personal pad. So we'll see what happens here to this showdown. But she's just an embarrassment, a total embarrassment. Another embarrassment is sitting in the White House, creepy, sleepy Uncle Joe Beijing Balloon Biden. And his son is an embarrassment. Hunter Biden claimed that he wanted a public hearing. Now House Republicans give him his chance. So is he going to come forward for a public hearing? I doubt it. Then you've got what is brewing, Trump versus Biden round two. President Trump, big winner last night, 14 out of 15 contests. You had Joe Biden winning in all of his contests, except American Samoa. And a lot of Democrats voting for uncommitted. So Democrats have their own disagreement. Dean Phillips, a Democrat challenger, is out of the race, as is Nikki Haley, finally leaving, finally getting out, but not endorsing Donald Trump. Dean Phillips, a Democrat challenger, did endorse Biden, but Nikki Haley, who spent $114 million to win in D.C. and Vermont, has not endorsed Donald Trump. President Trump slammed her for being trounced. Said, quote, Nikki Haley got trounced in record-setting fashion, despite the fact that Democrats, for reasons unknown, are allowed to vote in Vermont and various other Republican primaries. That's a good question. Why do Republicans allow Democrats to vote in their primaries? That is a really good question. So what do you think happens to Nikki Haley? Where does she go from here? Is she ever going to get on board? Speaking of someone I didn't think was going to be getting on board, but he has, is the old crow, the turtle. Mitch McConnell finally coming around to endorsing the de facto nominee, Donald Trump. And this is just a few days after he announced his retirement from the position of Senate Republican leader. So good riddance to Mitch McConnell as leader. We need a leader there who is going to unite with President Trump and support a MAGA agenda. Enough of these rhinos. And hopefully we'll see from, you know, the Republicans, a united front as they try to save the country. 504-556-9696. What do you say? Open line here on the program. Mark Robinson, the Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina, is now the Republican nominee running for governor, and he will be awesome. African-American conservative, dynamic guy, dynamic speaker. Maybe he could be a future president. He's outstanding. He's going to be, of course, one of the targets of the Democrats, and we'll be following that race closely. A lot to get to as we roll on. He said, she said, on the airways on WGSO, Jeff Carrere with you. Let's take care of some business. We'll be right back.
We must not be silent in the face of the ongoing apostasy in the world. We must keep the truth alive and let those in authority know that the faithful are looking to them to do what is right, to listen to Our Lady of Fatima and to do what she asks. Please add your name to the millions who are crying out to our leaders to do the only thing that will bring us peace and save countless souls. Obey Our Lady now. Visit Fatima.org.
Are you in a constant battle with mosquitoes outside your house? Stop smacking yourself in the face. Call Mosquito Joe. Whether it's playing ball with the kids or cooking out, Mosquito Joe treatments allow you to enjoy your yard without the nuisance of pesky mosquitoes, ticks, and fleas. No more itching and scratching, and no more wasting time on smelly products that don't work. Visit MosquitoJoe.com or call 504-208-2361 for more information and a free quote. With Mosquito Joe, outside is fun again. If you need storage, there's no place safer or more convenient than Clearview Mini Storage. It's locally owned and operated, open 7 days a week, 6:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. You can get storage units of all sizes for every need, and they have the best prices in Metairie guaranteed. It's monitored 24/7, and for a second floor unit, your first month is free. Contact my friend Tony at 455-2759. That's 455-2759, or learn more at clearviewministorage.com.
Southern Legal Clinics is a family-owned business. Three brothers, Stephen, Tim, and Pat Rooney, and two nieces, Kristen and Courtney Rooney. They have been in business for over 40 years. They treat their clients as family. The law firm has six offices in Southeast Louisiana, and they've handled thousands of criminal and civil cases in 17 different parishes over the last 40 years in the federal, state, and parish courts. They offer extensive criminal and civil litigation experience, handling estate planning, succession, wills, bankruptcy, domestic law, and personal injury. Their fees are very reasonable, and they offer free consultations. Their attorneys have given back to the community and have volunteered countless hours of time, coaching, serving on boards, and being active members of civic organizations. For more information, visit SouthernLegalClinics.com or call 504-455-4185.
Hello, my name is Christy Lynch, and I am running for Republican State Central Committee for Algiers, Tarrytown, and certain precincts in Plaquemines. Look for Christy Lynch number 73 on your ballot on March 23rd. The plan is to get out the vote, consolidate, and amplify your voice both locally and at the state level. My website is lynch4statecentral.com. Again, that's lynch4statecentral.com. Look for Christy Lynch, number 73 on your ballot, and thank you for your support.
This ad was paid for by the Lynch for State Central campaign.
Hey, welcome back. It's He Said, She Said on WGSO. Jeff Carrere with you and accepting, welcoming, encouraging your phone calls at 504-556-9696. Do you agree with President Trump? Last night he said Joe Biden is the worst president in the history of our country. I mean, I do. But historians who were contacted for a survey that was conducted recently picked Joe Biden as being the number 14th best president ever, and Donald Trump was last. So these historians have a different viewpoint. I mean, incredible. They put Joe Biden ahead of Ronald Reagan, who's 16th. And, of course, Barack Obama's in the top 10, number 7. Do you think they have a little liberal bias, maybe just a little? 504-556-9696. Then, of course, following what is going on around the country, the National Guard being deployed in New York City to help combat crime there in the subways. You've got lots of different cities across the country where crime is out of control, and certainly New York is one of them. Of course, liberal leadership there leading to another disaster as far as public safety. Yet, what do? They focus on Donald Trump in New York. I mean, they've got crime running amok, and they decide to focus on Donald Trump. Wow. You've got, of course, what is happening also with the media and their coverage. So they're not really covering it correctly. Any issue. They've got a horrible liberal bias. But the father of fake news, Dan Rather, doesn't like it. He says reporters are not biased enough. They need to be more biased. So they're biased, but he wants it to be more biased. They're left wing. He wants them to be more left wing. Unreal. So this is a guy who was a news anchor for years. He watched his career evaporate in a scandal called Rathergate when he used forged documents in his reporting that criticized then-President George W. Bush. He had not only used the fakes, earning from some the title of the father of fake news, but he also vigorously defended them when their origins came under suspicion. Now he's insisting the reporters abandon any pretense of neutrality, insisting that they challenge every one of Donald Trump's statements immediately and publicly. According to Dan Rather, reporters are not tough enough on Donald Trump. And whenever he makes a statement, Democrats need to question it. Enough with both sides-ism, he wrote on Twitter. If Trump says the sky is green, the story isn't that the sky is now green. The story is that the sky is still blue and Trump got it wrong. He claims that democracy remains under siege and he's frustrated by the coverage of politics. So there you go. That's one of the problems that we have. We have a left-wing, horribly corrupt media, people like him. And, you know, talk about a guy who lies all the time. Joe Biden constantly lies. Constantly lies. And the media doesn't check them at all. So, I mean, constantly giving Joe Biden a pass. They're lapdogs for the Biden administration. Yet, of course, he wants reporters to be tougher against Donald Trump. Wow. 504-556-9696. Then, of course, following what's going on at the border, we have got an open border. We've got an invasion. And there is a bill being debated in the Senate to detain illegal immigrants charged with violent crime. I mean, it is a sensible bill. It's called Sarah's Law. It's going to require ICE to detain illegal immigrants charged with violent crimes. Joni Ernst has put it forward. She's trying to put together a floor vote on the bill. Instead of getting support, her bill was thwarted by Majority Whip Dick Durbin. Ernst had requested unanimous consent from her colleagues in order to advance the law to the floor for a vote. She pleaded with her colleagues to pass the bill, recalling the death of Sarah Root, referencing the death of Lake and Riley, both at the hands of illegal immigrants, allegedly. The bill would require illegals accused of these crimes to be taken into custody. Quote, it merely requires ICE to detain otherwise deportable illegal immigrants charged with killing or seriously injuring another person. Dick Durbin didn't like it because it would deprive immigrants of the due process that everyone is afforded. The bill's namesake is Sarah Root, was a 21-year-old Iowa woman killed by a drunk driver who was also in the country illegally. Ernst noted that the suspect, Edwin Mejia, was able to post bond and ultimately escape, facing the court. ICE declined to take custody of Mejia, despite his repeated offenses and history of skipping court dates. So, of course, this is a sensible bill. Riley, just killed recently by another illegal immigrant, Jose Ibarra, had been arrested and charged with several crimes. Never deported. Always released. Quote, the reality is Lakin's heartbreaking story didn't have to happen. Yes. And there are countless other stories, too, that could have been repeated by the senator. 504-556-9696. It's Jeff at WGSO.com. Jeff at WGSO.com. Supreme Court has set Trump's immunity arguments for April the 25th. Trump's trial was to have started this week, but the court opted last week to consider Trump's claims after the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit rejected his call for an immunity ruling. Trump, now the presumptive GOP nominee, has been trying to push back his trial in D.C. and other criminal trials until after the general election. So we got April 25th for the Trump immunity arguments before the Supreme Court, which needs to be decided before the unhinged prosecutor can go after Trump in his case. 504-556-9696. Open line here on the program. Jeff Cruer with you. Lots of topics delving into here this evening on the airwaves. A new poll out in Ukraine shows that President Zelensky would lose an election to the general that he fired. So things are not all well. Not all hunky-dory in Ukraine politics. President Zelensky obviously losing a lot of support. All right, let's take care of some business, get a news update. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Jeff Cruer. Is it time to renew your license? The DMV is slow, but Quick Notary is fast. Quick Notary can renew your license fast. So don't waste your time. Save yourself the hassle. Come to Quick Notary for all your DMV services today. They're in Metairie at 1035 Veterans Boulevard, corner West William David. Their other services include vehicle registration renewal, vehicle title transfer, notarizing affidavits or bill of sales, power of attorney, donations, and even wills. You can even get your new license plate issued right on the spot. And don't wait for the rush. At Quick Notary, you can get your nationally mandated real ID. They're open until 5:30 p.m. during the week and 4 p.m. on Saturday. For more information, dial 504-598-5666. That's 504-598-5666. Or visit them on Facebook. That's Quick Notary. That's Q-U-I-K Notary. For all your notary services, there's no one quicker or better than Quick Notary. I guarantee it. Well, we know about our economic problems, supply chain issues, record-setting inflation, sky-high gas prices. And during COVID, the big box stores were allowed to stay open the whole time. So many little guys, the small business owners, were forced to close. The wealthiest people on the planet became better off, while mom and pop suffered. The question is, what are we willing to do about it? How can our voices be heard? We vote with our dollars. That's how we make a difference. No more shopping at big box stores. If you can get the items from a family-owned company, we help people walk away from the big box conglomerates. We can shop factory direct at a family-owned, made-in-America manufacturer. Family-owned companies put their customers first, not Wall Street investors. Let's together cut off their cash flow. We can choose to help regular people by shopping with family-owned businesses and buying products made in America. Call 718-869-9020 or visit switch2usa.com.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Tico Fox. Governor Jeff Landry has signed an executive order issuing a disaster declaration for the crawfish industry following the severe 2023 drought. Acadia Parish crawfish farmer Brent Lamb.
It's a whole different ballgame this year. This is going to be a year of just surviving.
Landry says the disaster declaration should result in federal assistance for farmers struggling to catch crawfish. The State Fire Marshal Office issues a call to action for Louisianians to have working smoke alarms following two fatal house fires. Spokesperson Ashley Rodriguez says in the two fatal house fires that occurred hours apart on Friday, neither home had working smoke detectors.
And at this point, we have had 16 fire fatalities across our state in this year. Not one home had working smoke alarms.
Rodriguez says the majority of fatal fires in the Bayou State this year have been related to improper smoking practices. LouisianaRadioNetwork.com.
Hello, this is Rosie the Skunk for Atmos Energy. You might think I make a bad smell. I mean, of course you do. Why wouldn't you? After all, I'm a skunk. But my stinky fragrance is nothing compared to the rotten egg smell of a gas leak, because that could be dangerous. So if you think you smell a leak or encounter other signs such as hearing a hissing or blowing sound or seeing a vapor cloud, blowing dirt or bubbling water, do not smoke, talk on the phone, turn on or off equipment or vehicles, or do anything that could cause a spark. Leave the area immediately. Then call 911 and Atmos Energy. Atmos Energy will send a trained technician to investigate the situation. Take it from a skunk. Gas leaks just plain stink. Seriously, there's no gray area here. When dealing with gas leaks, it's black and white. Yep, that's a little skunk humor there. For more information, visit atmosenergy.com/gas safety.
Hey folks, it's Jeff Cruer. Join me live Thursday, March the 7th at the Pelican Institute Solutions Summit. We'll be broadcasting all 4 hours of our show from the Baton Rouge Hilton. We'll hear from Governor Jeff Landry, state legislators, national policy experts on important topics such as school choice, fiscal responsibility, legal and regulatory reform, technology and innovation policy, public safety, and more. The Pelican Institute will have experts from around the country providing solutions to these important issues, and I'll be there interviewing the experts and providing you, our listeners, with the solutions to Louisiana's most pressing problems. To register for the Solutions Summit, go to pelicanpolicy.org. Our broadcast starts at 7 a.m. The Solutions Summit kicks off at 8 and ends with a cocktail reception and a toast to freedom as the Pelican Institute celebrates their sweet 16th birthday. So join us Thursday, March 7th at the Baton Rouge Hilton for the Pelican Institute Solutions Summit. Do you want to overcome obstacles, thrive, and live a life aligned with your deepest values? Then let me recommend Stewart Life Coaching, led by its dedicated owner, Edwa Stewart. She's committed to empowering individuals to achieve their full potential, lead fulfilling lives. At Stewart Life Coaching, the emphasis is on fostering a positive mindset, resilience, and effective goal setting. Edwa understands today's fast-paced world and challenges, but through one-on-one sessions, her clients are guided to discover their strengths, overcome obstacles, and create meaningful, sustainable change. At Stewart Life Coaching, clients are encouraged to explore their values, aspirations, and personal narratives to unlock their true potential. Stewart Life Coaching provides a personalized navigation system for life, offering support, insights, and strategies to help you navigate your unique path and achieve a fulfilling and purpose-driven life. For more information, contact Edwa at 504-578-0006 or visit edwastewart.com.
Hey, we're back. Jeff Carrere here. It is, he said, she said, on the airwaves. She said, under the weather here this evening, and hoping for a quick recovery for Mimi and having her back in the saddle, hopefully soon. But in the meantime, carrying on duties here on the airwaves. And again, a reminder, tomorrow I'm going to be at the Pelican Institute Solutions Summit in Baton Rouge at the Baton Rouge Hilton. And looking forward to it. That's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be an all-day affair. We're going to be there broadcasting live from 7 to 11. So be sure to tune in. Should have some great guests joining us. And talking about some important issues. We're talking about solutions. It's a solutions summit. Let's come up with solutions. And Louisiana needs some solutions, that's for sure. Yes, we need some solutions. All right, let's get to some phone calls. And all right, our good friend is joining us from the Buckeye State, from the Queen City. Our friend Cash Money is joining the conversation. Hey, what's happening, Cash? How you doing? Good evening.
Well, I'm just trying to share solutions, you know, but the world seems to be a little brainwashed. Sorry about me.
Solutions, that's all. That's what we got. Solutions, solutions.
Well, I have a few, but I can't be heard, and I keep trying to preach, and everywhere you go, you find that people just aren't focused. They're selfish. They're just worried about them and theirs and their own money and their own life. And they really don't see the big picture sometimes. But all we
do you think
do
it's because,
pray.
Cash, that people are just so overwhelmed and harried and worried about their future and feeling threatened and don't feel like they have enough money to pay the bills and they're just maybe that's why they're focused on themselves?
Yes, but the big picture, I mean, what are you going to do when you're living in communism? You ain't going to be any happier, that's for darn sure. But anyway, are we still on for Saturday, Jeff? I haven't heard from you. I got a lot of Ohioans looking forward to watch your show Saturday afternoon at 1.
Yes, yes. I mean, I can never give a definite because you never know when President Trump might, of course, schedule a rally or something, and then I'll be doing... Yeah. Trump rally coverage, but yes, I'm hoping to have him on. I'm going to be in touch with him in the next day or so.
That's your friend. I'm building the audience. I'm looking forward to it myself. And
good.
I really don't want to rant tonight. I'm just watching the subtle moves. I think we're winning. I'm seeing a lot happening, but you know, I mean, 2 steps forward, 4 steps backwards. I don't.
Well, what do you make of the fact that Donald Trump has pretty much secured the nomination?
Well, it scares me because I know that deviant tactics are on their way and things that we haven't actually seen in this first 3 years of total gamesmanship after the stolen election. And I fear. I have faith. I pray to God. But I have a lot of fear because we're not doing things immediately. We're giving the hustlers more time to hustle. And if we give them till November, I fear what's coming around the bend. I just fear it. Let's pray for America every day.
Well, on that note, I have to say amen. I agree. We got to pray for America because I don't know. This is the most important election ever, I think. Donald Trump said November 5th, 2024 might be the most important day in American history.
I have to agree with him. I wish it was today's date, and we're fixing it immediately, and action is being taken immediately because the writing's on the wall. We already have rules written. We just don't – there's no accountability. It blows my mind, but, you know, I'm just one little man in Ohio. What can I do? Keep preaching.
All right. Well, you're using your voice, my friend. Keep doing it. All right, Cash. Good to hear from you, sir. Sure. Thank you. That is Cash Money. 504-556-9696. Well, a guy who's really at the center of a lot of this, Donald Trump and Jeff Carrere rank him as the worst president in history. But historians and political scientists rank him as 14th best president in history out of the 46. So he's taking time out from his nap and various visits to the beach and bike riding and preparation for the State of the Union address. I'm sure he's been cramming. creepy, sleepy Uncle Joe Beijing Balloon Biden joining us here on the program. How are you, Mr. President? Good to have you on the program, sir. Good evening to you. Well, I know it's late. I know it's past your bedtime. Yeah. Welcome.
Let me say a few things here. I want you to listen carefully when I'm talking. And one of the reasons people love Uncle Joe is he can go from an indistinct mumble to yelling at you in 3 seconds.
Right.
Why do you
do that, Uncle Joe? Why do you whisper 1 second and yell the next? What's going on with that?
I get mad because there's so much disinformation being peddled by you and these MAGA psychos. And I'm going to get you and that Josh Bernstein guy. And I'm going to take you outside with a chain like I did with old corn pop,
huh?
Yeah.
You're gonna give us the corn pop treatment? Okay. Wow.
I think I might have to do that.
Yeah.
Have to start.
Now with Donald Trump, you just said you were gonna take him behind the gym, and I guess you implied you were gonna punch out Donald Trump. I don't know. You're a tough guy.
Well, why not? Yeah, I am a tough guy. I'm a working class Joe.
Right.
500 million in assets. Anyway, I'm a working class guy. That's why I talk.
How did you get all those assets on a public salary? How did you get all that with working class wages?
Well, Dr. Jill pointed out some really good investments, you know. So
okay,
tripled and quadrupled, 10 times the money. Change our lives.
Okay.
You're just
a lucky guy, Uncle Joe. You're just lucky. Lucky investor.
I'm a very, very lucky guy. I got the American people behind me. And we're gonna end this dark day of fascism that Donald Trump's trying to bring. And some of his media cohorts.
What is fascist about Trump's agenda? What is fascist about it? I'm just curious.
He's xenophobic, like Hitler.
Okay.
Doesn't want any other groups to come. And he keeps calling people illegals.
Yeah.
And the proper term is newcomers.
Newcomers, right.
You haven't heard
it's an
that
ever
yet?
Ever evolving term. I mean, it used to be illegal aliens and illegal immigrants. Then it was undocumented migrants. Now it's newcomers.
Now it's newcomers. Hey, there, you're catching on. We're changing your life.
Uncle Joe, I don't know what to say. Give us a little preview of your State of the Union address tomorrow, because I know all of us are going to be watching. Just can't wait to see it.
We have done so much to bring sanity back after a time of ugliness and hate.
Mm-hmm.
The adults are back in the room, and they're wearing Depends.
Okay. All right. Well, can't wait for that. Yeah. Uncle Joe, thank you for sharing that with us. That sounds like that's going to be inspiring. Oh, I'm, of course, glued to the set the whole time. Taking notes.
Five.
All right. Thank you, Uncle Joe. That's Uncle Joe. 504-556-9696. Obviously inspiring us with his words of wisdom. Obviously, deep message he's going to be preparing for tomorrow night for the American people. Very powerful, powerful message that he'll be sharing with us in his unique Joe Biden way. 504-556-9696. Jeff@WGSO.com. Jeff@WGSO.com. Also this evening, as we follow the hot topics of the day, follow what is going on, Corinne Jean-Pierre, the press secretary for creepy, sleepy Uncle Joe Beijing Balloon Biden, refuses to commit Joe Biden to a debate against Donald Trump. Trump said he'll do it anytime, anywhere. Corinne Jean-Pierre is refusing to say whether Biden will participate. Remember, they did two debates in 2020. And, of course, it was Trump versus Biden and the moderators. So it wasn't exactly a level playing field for the debates. But that's, you know, that's what we normally have with these media companies. And it's bias. And Dan Rather incredibly said that the reporters were not being biased enough. They needed to be more biased in their coverage of Donald Trump. Wow. 504-556-9696. So the omnibus bill, the bill that they're passing through in Congress, did you know that it contained a ridiculous amount of pork? Do you know that it contains millions for LGBTQ sex parties and electronic cattle tracking? As a partial government shutdown looms, the House Freedom Caucus called on Republicans to oppose the swamp omnibus bill. Criticizing it for containing a ridiculous amount of pork, the government funding package is designed to prevent a partial shutdown set for Friday. The kind of spending that they have is just unbelievable. The debt is rising at the pace of $1 trillion every 100 days. And all this does is accelerate it. All right, a lot to get to as we roll on. It's He Said, She Said on WGSO, 990 AM, WGSO.com. Hey, let's take care of some business. Quick timeouts. We'll be right back.
Tragically, countless lives and souls have been lost through the chastisements plaguing the world, from which Our Lady could have spared us. The world continues to build up a tremendous debt, not just financially, but above all morally, provoking the justice of God, and there will be a terrible price to pay for it if we do not invoke Our Lady in the precise way shown to us by heaven, to intervene on our behalf with the inestimable merits of her Immaculate Heart. Learn the truth at Fatima.org.
Are you in a constant battle with mosquitoes outside your house? Stop smacking yourself in the face. Call Mosquito Joe. Whether it's playing ball with the kids or cooking out, Mosquito Joe treatments allow you to enjoy your yard without the nuisance of pesky mosquitoes, ticks, and fleas. No more itching and scratching, and no more wasting time on smelly products that don't work. Visit MosquitoJoe.com or call 504-208-2361 for more information and a free quote. With Mosquito Joe, outside is fun again. If you need storage, there's no place safer or more convenient than Clearview Mini Storage. It's locally owned and operated, open 7 days a week, 6:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. You can get storage units of all sizes for every need, and they have the best prices in Metairie guaranteed. It's monitored 24/7, and for a second floor unit, your first month is free. Contact my friend Tony at 455-2759. That's 455-2759, or learn more at clearviewministorage.com.
Very soon, you will be able to carry a defensive firearm in your pocket or purse without a permit in Louisiana. What should that firearm be? Can you protect yourself with a small .22 or .32 with almost no recoil? What about a .380? How is it different from a .38? The Home Defense Foundation will be holding free classes on these and many other carry-related topics in the coming year. To learn about all the classes, get on our mailing list at hdfnola.org. Learn how you can use a small self-defense pistol. Go to hdfnola.org and come to one of our free classes. Everything is free: ammo, targets, range instruction. hdfnola.org.
For over 30 years, the Monumental Task Committee has cleaned, restored, and repaired all monuments and statues in the New Orleans area. Dedicated to historic preservation, this volunteer-based nonprofit organization receives no government or taxpayer money. Please consider preserving Louisiana history by making a tax-deductible donation through the website at monumentaltask.org. That's monumentaltask.org.
All All right, we're back. He said, she said, on the airwaves on WGSO. Jeff Carrere with you. We've been cruising through an open line, lots of different topics on the table. We'll get to your phone calls as we continue to look at this omnibus bill and just disaster here. Again, we're not doing anything to stop it. Mike Lee and Chip Roy called it the Swamp Omnibus and is calling it out for its egregious spending. Does it defund sanctuary cities? No. Does it prohibit the DOJ from giving lawyers to illegals? No. Does it prohibit the DOJ from fast-tracking asylum? No. Does it defund Biden's electric vehicle mandate? No. Does it defund ATF's pistol brace ban and other anti-Second Amendment rules? No. Does it defund critical race theory and DEI executive orders? No. Does it prohibit the FBI from using old construction funds for a new headquarters? No. Does it prohibit the DOJ from working to censor lawful speech? No. Does it require the DOJ to create a better process for politically sensitive investigations? No. Does it defund the DOJ staff that refuse to comply with subpoenas? No. Does it prohibit the VA from using taxpayer funds for abortions or so-called gender-affirming care? No. Does it defund the VA's COVID vax mandate? No. That's the Swamp Omnibus Bill. I would be a vote against it if I were there. All right, but I'm not there. I'm not in Gretna either, but that's where Jim is. And we say hello to Jim joining us from Gretna. Hey, Jim, how are you? Good evening.
Hello, Jeff. I'd like to say to Governor Landry, thank you. I'd like to say to Mike of HDF, thank you for all your hard work and continuing and pushing through to the end the constitutional carry issue. I would like to say to Justice Barrett, no thank you. Assessing the, quote, temperature of the country, close quote, is not your job. Your job is to analyze issues before the Constitution and rule whether they are constitutional or not. The temperature of the country should have no zip zero in your analysis. It makes me very sad because this looks like it is akin to the, quote, lack of standing, close quote, of those corrupted judges. It makes me sad that I made the wrong choice because I initially supported her nomination over the Cuban background Florida judge that now appears would have been a much, much better choice.
But you know, I concur with your analysis of it, Jim. And I just wonder if we could say the same thing about Brett Kavanaugh.
We cannot. I think he's playing his cards a little more closely to the chest. But I also believe I think Kavanaugh is just afraid. Because the way that they treated him during the nomination and the way that he's now cowering, I don't think he's leaning left. I think he's just scared. And what I think Kavanaugh needs to do, he needs to go sit down and talk with Justice Thomas. Justice Thomas is brave. He's smart. He's a great Supreme Court justice. And Kavanaugh needs to get some guidance from Justice Thomas.
So, Jim, your analysis of the three Supreme Court nominations from President Trump, it sounds like we got about one and a half good justices out of the three.
I think you're correct. Gorsuch is heading in the right direction.
Yeah.
He's finding his independence, and he's still a staunch constitutionalist.
Right.
He'll be okay. I think Barrett is lost. She's done. She's John Roberts Jr. Kavanaugh, I'm not too sure because Kavanaugh doesn't ask a lot of questions during hearings. He doesn't make any public statements. I think he needs to get some courage and stick with Thomas and Alito and Gorsuch.
Yeah, I think those three are really good. And I agree with you. Roberts is terrible. I mean, and Amy Coney Barrett. I'm glad to hear you say that about Kavanaugh. Maybe he's not totally lost. Maybe he's salvageable, hopefully. Well,
I do have one quick question that you probably can't answer tonight. But why is it when, quote, conservative judges get elevated to the Supreme Court, they almost immediately turn left, so many. But why is it
I've thought about that a lot. And here's my analysis of it. It's the D.C. culture, the D.C. Circuit, the cocktail circuit, the folks that live up there and work in the Supreme Court, the media, the folks there, I think, just influence them. The Beltway crowd, I think they have an influence on them. And they get a lot of credit for turning left. They get no credit for staying true to their conservative principles. So I think that could be part of it, because you know what? Whenever they nominate a liberal, that liberal stays liberal. Whenever they nominate a conservative, it's a crapshoot as to whether the conservative is going to stay conservative or turn liberal. And we've had some of both. And I think you're right on target about Amy Coney Barrett. Unfortunately, she's from the New Orleans area. Went to Dominican high school and is someone that, people are proud that she's on the Supreme Court. I just wish she were a fighter. All right. Thank you, my friend. Thank you, Jim. Interesting analysis from Gretna. Let's go to our friend Matthew. I guess Metairie would be the right place. Matthew, how are you,
well,
sir?
Actually, good evening. On 310.
Matthew on 310. Okay.
Isn't it so much quieter than sadder? So I'm going to divert was what I was going to talk about, bring that up tomorrow. But you're talking about Amy Coney Barrett. And I would venture to say a Washington, D.C. Catholic is very different than a Metairie, Louisiana Catholic. Would you say that was correct? Some things are going to be the same. Mm-hmm. But some things are going to be very different.
Right.
Because the culture is, in Washington, D.C.,
liberal.
The culture is so, I hate to use that term, liberal, but progressive
Marxist, crazed, lunatics, I don't know.
You look at the founding fathers were liberal for their time.
Right. Right. But that's not today's liberal.
Control freaks.
Yeah.
That's the one reason you see all of this massive illegal immigration into the country is because they have a plan to help them maintain control using that, no matter how much stupid they apply.
Yeah, I think that's a correct analysis. I think it's all about power and control, and they see this as a way to help them maintain it. And I think you're right. You look at the numbers historically; these folks who come here and do start voting vote Democrat, and that's what they want. Some do it illegally, and some do it legally. So,
what if you just never let them vote?
Hey, we're up against it, my friend. To be continued. Thanks to Kobe in the studio and all of you. We'll see you next week for another He Said, She Said at 5 right here on Wednesdays. I'll be with you in the morning. Ringside Politics, 7 to 11 on WGSO.
Are you tired of cookie cutter advertising? Do you want professionals that understand your needs and budgets? If so, let me recommend the Madley Group. It's a marketing agency based in St. Tammany, offering creative services such as branding and copywriting, video and photography, social media strategies, print and digital design, project management, and web design and strategies. They believe that relationships with their clients are just as important as their craftsmanship. And it's no surprise that they have an array of satisfied clients who appreciate the homegrown values of the Madley Group. Their approach is simple, lots of listening until they fully grasp your vision. Then they put their mind power on it to deliver effective creative solutions within your budget and time frame. For more information, check out themadleygroup.com or email them at info@madleygroup.com. The Madley Group, dedicated to delivering stellar work that generates results.
Hey folks, it's Jeff Cruer. Let me tell you about a company I trust, Eagle Security Systems. They've been locally owned and operated for over 40 years. They provide residential and commercial security and fire systems. They install surveillance camera systems and provide 24-hour alarm monitoring by their central station. Eagle Security Systems can offer cellular interactive service, which allows you, the customer, to control your system from a smart device anywhere. They can take over any existing alarm system and provide cable TV and internet wiring for your home or business. So you're tired of just being a number? Do you want to experience personal service? Then you need to call Eagle Security Systems, 504-340-1414, or check out their website, EagleSecurityNola.com. I trust Eagle Security, and you should too. And let them protect your home and business with the eyes of an eagle.
Tune in to the Your Personal Bank Show, Saturdays at 11 a.m., or contact Ference at yourpersonalbank.com. The Your Personal Bank Show, Saturdays at 11 a.m. on WGSO 990 AM.